Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and Tirim Masechus Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the 14th parak Cher Shanasa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Maishna Katana da Acha Betruma uMaishna Chereshes do Acha Betruma. What's the difference between a Katana who eats the Rabbanan Truma and a deaf mute woman who does not eat the Rabbanan Truma? After the first reason is rejected, the Gemara explains that the real reason a chereshes may not eat truma is gezer shemiyachol cheresh bebakachas. I decree lest a deaf mute kohen feed the rice of truma to his competent wife. Since she's competent and responsible for her actions and only married on a drabbanon level to the kohen, she would be chayv misa if she ate it. When the Gemara counters and says, then at least in the case of the cheresh ubikachas, the deaf mute kohen and his competent wife, let her eat the rabbanon truma since she's married to the kohen on a drabbanon level. It answers, Gezer Dilma Asi La'uchum Betruma Deraisa. It's a decree lest her husband come to fear Deraisa Lavo Truma. Rashi explains that there's no need for a similar decree for Katana married to an adult Kohen, lest an adult woman married to a minor Kohen eat Truma, because the Rabban did not institute marriage for a minor boy. And pointing with his glass, what is the difference between a Katana who has the right to a Ksuba and a Chereshes that does not have the right to a Ksuba? And it answers, Dimkem Imanim V'Naspile, that if so, that a Chereshes received a Ksuba, men would be dissuaded and not marry her in the first place. Rashi explains that men will not be dissuaded from marrying a katana since she will eventually become competent. The Gemara asks that if this is so, regarding the marriage of a pikachas and a cheresh, let the Rabbanan institute a ksuba for her. For if the competent women do not get one, they would be dissuaded and not marry deaf mute men. The Gemara answers that it's not necessary. Since Yosef Meshaish wrote to Lisa, Isha wrote to Hinase, more than a man desires to get married, a woman desires to get married. Therefore, not receiving a ksuba will not deter a pikachas from marrying a cheresh. And pointing with you, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis stated that if a man married a woman who subsequently became insane, a shota, he may not divorce her. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Devar Torah shota miskareshes midedahavi pikachas bal korcha. Under the Raisa law, an insane woman, a shota, can be divorced, just like a pikachas can be divorced against her will. What's the reason the Rabban said she cannot be divorced? So that people will not treat her in a hefker way after the divorce. The Gemara asks, what is the case? If she knows how to safeguard her get and how to safeguard herself, then people will not treat her in a hefker way. If she does not know how to safeguard her get and herself, is it so that midaraisa she can be divorced? For it was taught in Rabbi Yannis Beis Midrash, the Pasuk states regarding a get, Benasim Biyada, and he placed it in her hand, which teaches, Mishesh lo yad legarish atzma, only one who has a hand to accept a get can be divorced, which excludes a shota. And it was stated in Rabbi Shmuel's Beis Midrash, the Pasuk states, Vishulcha mebeso, and he sent her from his house, which teaches, Mishem Meshalcha ve'eno choseres, that only one whose husband sends away and does not return can be divorced, which excludes a shota, Shemeshalcha ve'choseres, who is sent away and returns. The Gemara answered that Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching refers to one who can safeguard her get so that she can be the rice of divorce, but cannot safeguard herself from being treated in a hefker way. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks, Maishna katana da'acha betruma u'maishna chereshes da'acha betruma. What is the difference between a katana who eats the Rabban Truma and a deaf mute woman who does not eat the Rabban Truma? After the first reason is rejected, the Gemara explains that the real reason a chereshes may not eat truma is gezer shemiyachol cheresh bebakachas. I decree lest a deaf mute kohen feed the rice of truma to his competent wife. Since she's competent and responsible for her actions and only married on a drabbanon level to the kohen, she would be chayv misa if she ate it. When the Gemara counters and says, then at least in the case of the cheresh ubikachas, the deaf mute kohen and his competent wife, let her eat the rabbanon truma since she's married to the kohen on a drabbanon level. It answers, Gezer Dilma Asi La'uchum Betruma Deraisa. It's a decree lest her husband come to fear Deraisa Lavo Truma. Rashi explains that there's no need for a similar decree for Katana married to an adult Kohen, lest an adult woman married to a minor Kohen eat Truma, because the Rabban did not institute marriage for a minor boy. And pointing with his glass, what is the difference between a Katana who has the right to a Ksuba and a Chereshes that does not have the right to a Ksuba? And it answers, Dimkem Imanim V'Naspile, that if so, that a Chereshes received a Ksuba, men would be dissuaded and not marry her in the first place. Rashi explains that men will not be dissuaded from marrying a katana since she will eventually become competent. The Gemara asks that if this is so, regarding the marriage of a pikachas and a cheresh, let the Rabban institute a ksuba for her. For if the competent women do not get one, they would be dissuaded and not marry deaf mute men. The Gemara answers that it's not necessary. Since Yosef Meshaish wrote to Lisa, Isha wrote to Hinase, more than a man desires to get married, a woman desires to get married. Therefore, not receiving a ksuba will not deter a pikachas from marrying a cheresh. I'm pointing with you, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis stated that if a man married a woman who subsequently became insane, a shota, he may not divorce her. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Devar Torah shota miskareshes midedahavi pikachas bal korcha. Under the Raisa law, an insane woman, a shota, can be divorced, just like a pikachas can be divorced against her will. What's the reason the Rabban said she cannot be divorced? So that people will not treat her in a hefker way after the divorce. The Gemara asks, what is the case? If she knows how to safeguard her get and how to safeguard herself, then people will not treat her in a hefker way. If she does not know how to safeguard her get and herself, is it so that midoraisa she can be divorced? For it was taught in Rabbi Yannis Beis Midrash, the pasuk states regarding a get, but nasim biyada, and he placed it in her hand, which teaches mishesh lo yad legarish atzma, only one who has a hand to accept a get can be divorced, which excludes a shota. And it was stated in Rabbi Shmuel's Beis Midrash, the pasuk states v'sholchem abeso, and he sent her from his house, which teaches mishem eshalcha ve'eno chozeres, that only one whose husband sends away and does not return can be divorced, which excludes a shota shemeshalcha ve'chozeres, who is sent away and returns. The Gemara answered that Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching refers to one who can safeguard her get so that she can be the rice of divorce, but cannot safeguard herself from being treated in a hefker way. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and our standard Siman is a geek. A geek. So here goes. The computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chareshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chareshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, nor a Kasuba, was constantly being interrupted by his Shota wife he could not divorce because Rabbanan did not permit him. Once again, in slow motion. The computer geek. Geek. That must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chareshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chareshes is the one who cannot receive Truma Drabanan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between a Katana who eats Drabanan Truma and a Chareshes who does not eat Drabanan Truma? After the first reason is rejected, the Gemara explains that the real reason a Chareshes may not eat Truma is Gezer Shemiyachu Cheresh Bipikachas. I decree lest a deaf mute Kohen feed the rice of Truma to his competent wife, since she's competent and responsible for her actions and only married on a Rabbanan level to the Kohen, she would be Chayav Misa. So the computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chareshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chareshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, nor a Kasuba, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what is the difference between the Katana who has the right to a Kasuba and a Chareshes that does not have the right to a Kasuba? And answers that if a Chareshes received a Kasuba, men would be dissuaded and not marry her in the first place. Rashi explains that men will not be dissuaded from marrying a Katana since she will eventually become competent. The Gemara asks that if this is so regarding the marriage of a competent woman and a Cheresh, we talking like Kasuba, let the Rabban institute a Kasuba for her. For if the competent women do not get one, they would be dissuaded and not marry deaf-mute men. The Gemara answers that it's not necessary, since Yosem Ish Rotzalisa Isha Rotzalinatze. More than a man desires to get married, a woman desires to get married. So the computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chareshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chareshes is the one who cannot receive Truma Derabanan, nor a Kasuba, was constantly being interrupted by his shota wife he could not divorce because the Rabbanan did not permit him. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis stated that if a man married a woman who subsequently became a shota, insane, he may not divorce her. Yitzhak said, Devar Torah shota miskareshes minidahavi apikachas bal korcha. Under the Raisa law, a shota can be divorced just like a pikachas can be divorced against her will. What's the reason the Rabban said she cannot be divorced? So that people will not treat her in a hefker way after the divorce. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching refers to one who can safeguard her get so she can be derice of divorce, but cannot safeguard herself from being treated in a hefker way. So once again, the computer geek who was enthusiastically writing the Katana versus Chareshes marriage software program to automatically remind husbands that the Chareshes is the one who cannot receive Truma the Rabbanan, nor a Kasuba, was constantly being interrupted by his Shota wife he could not divorce because the Rabbanan did not permit him. All right, now it's time for 4 Blah Ba Chazora. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah first aid kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit, Hatzalah first aid kit, that must be Maran Daf Kuf Tes. the Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit to help a Yosoma Bechaya Av who fell while jumping rope. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches, HaMagarsh is the Ish V'Achzira Muter Z'Yavim. If one divorces a woman, remarries her, then dies childless, she is permitted to the Yavim. But Belezer forbids her to him. Similarly, HaMagarsh is the Yosoma. If one divorces an orphan girl, remarries her, and then dies childless, she is permitted to the Yavim. But Rebbe Elazar forbids it to him. The Gemara seeks to understand Rebbe Elazar's reason for ruling strictly, and after rejecting the first three explanations, it brings Rav Ashi, who said Rebbe Elazar's reason is the Gazar Hani Mishum Yisoma B'Chaya Av V'Hechzira, that he decreed Yibum is forbidden with these women because of the concern they might be confused with an orphan in her father's lifetime who remarried the man who divorced. Rebbe Elazar was concerned that if we permit the adult woman or the minor girl in the first two cases to do Yibum, we might come to permit Yibum in the case where the husband remarried the minor after he divorced her, and then died childless. Since that latter marriage is only the Rabbanan, she is Midaraisa and Erva as a brother's wife from the first marriage, and Yibum would be forbidden. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit to help a Yosomech Bechaya Av, who fell while jumping rope, made peace between the two girls who were fighting over who gets the next turn, which reminds us, Bar Kappara taught the following Braisa, Lom Yidbak Adam Mishosh Dvarim. A person should always cleave to three things, Mizrachet Mishosh Dvarim, and distance himself from three things. He should attach himself to Chalitza V'Havas Shalom V'Hafaras Nadarim, Chalitza making peace between others and annulling vows. He should distance himself from Miun, Amina Bikdonos, Amina Ervonos, Miun from accepting deposits for safekeeping, and from acting as a guarantor. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit to help a Yosoma Bechaya Av, who fell while jumping rope, made peace between the two girls who were fighting over who gets the next turn, and encouraged a man who said he only learns Torah to join Hatzalah and start performing mitzvahs. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa where Yossi says, Kol Omer Ein Lo Torah, Ein Lo Torah. Whoever says he has no Torah, meaning that he does not learn Torah, he has no reward for learning Torah. When they were asked that this is obvious, it clarifies Rabbi Yossi to mean, Kol Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah, Afilo Torah Ein Lo. Whoever says he only has Torah, but does not do mitzvahs, does not even have the reward for learning Torah. Another Braisa teaches that the original statement means that if one only learns, if he taught others to perform mitzvahs, he gets no reward for their performance of mitzvahs. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The Mary Katana who was awarded a gold key. That must be more in Daf Kuf Yud. The married Katana who has awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a derisa level marriage, which reminds us, Rav holds that a Katana that was married must have relations after she reaches adulthood in order for marriage to be considered a derisa marriage. The Gemara clarifies Malchus where a Katana did not do miyun, became an adult, va'amda v'nises, and she then went and married another man without having received a get from her first husband. And Rav said, ein tzricha get mishena, she does not need a get from the second husband because the kedushin never took effect. And Shmuel said she does. The case is where the first husband did have relations with her after she became an adult, and that is why Rav says she does not need a get from the second man. The reason Shmuel holds that she does require a get is because he holds Kol HaBoel does Kedushin HaRishonim Hu Boel. Anyone who has relations does so on the basis of the original Kedushin. Since the original Kedushin is only considered a Derabban level marriage, the second marriage takes effect on a Deraisa level and she requires a get from him. So the married Katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a Deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishia nasu l'shtei yosomos katanos hameis, if one was married to two orphan female minors, and he died, biyasa'o chalitza sasho achas mehem, boteret sarasa, relations or chalitza with one of the wives exempts her sar, v'ken shtei chershos, and similarly if he was married to two female deaf-mutes. The Gemara says that this implies that a chareshes is fit for chalitza, and a Mishnah clearly taught that a chalitza with a chareshes is invalid. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav Abia, the comparison in the Mishnah was referring to having relations, not chalitza. Rabba said you can even say it's referring to chalitza, but the Gemara successfully refutes his position. So the married Katana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, instead of choosing between a Katana and a Chareshes because she had no idea who was more preferable. Which reminds us, Rav Ada Bar Avvah and his son-in-law Rav Chanan were discussing the Mishnah's case of one married to a Katana v'Chareshes, where the din is the bi of the Yavim with one of them does not exempt her tzara. They said this ruling applies only where the Yavim was a bikeach, mentally competent, and we do not know who's more preferable to him. Is the Katana more desirable for one day she will reach Claudia, the category of having das, or is the Chareshes more desirable since she's an adult and a bas bia, fit for having relations? But if the husband was a cheresh, certainly the chereshes was more desirable to him because she was a bas bia and also similar to him. Rav Nachman told him that even in this case, the Tana is in doubt, and therefore,
Doing Yibum with one of them will not exempt her tzara.
Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The Yavam left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore. Well, he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip. Kayak? That must be one Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Yavam left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore. Well, he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph stated that if one was married to a Katana and a Chareshes, then Ein Bias Achas Mehem Poter Tzara Tzara. Relations with one of them does not release her Tzara. The Gemara asks, what's their Takana? Meaning, how can they be released from their Zikas so they can marry other men? Rav Chisda said, in the name of Rav, Konas Chareshes Umotziya Beget Katana Tamtin Ashitagdil Takos. The Avam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce with a Get, and the Katana should wait until she reaches adulthood and then perform Chalitza. Rashi explains that he must divorce the Chareshes because the Chalitza of the minor makes him forbidden to the Chareshes. Rav Chisda said, you can infer from this that Rav holds under rabbinic law, Chareshes Kanuya Umishiyureres, Katana Kanuya Ve'ena Kanuya. A Chareshes is the one who is partially acquired and partially left unacquired, and the Katana is the one where there's a suffix whether she's acquired or not. So the Yavama left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore. Well, he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana. Which reminds us, the second mission on the Daf states, Yavam Katan Shabal Yavama Katana Yigadu Zem Zeh. If a minor Yavam had relations with a minor Yavama, we wait until they grow up together until they reach adulthood. Rashi explains, there's nothing that can be done since Get Katan ain't no Get. The Get of a Katan is not a Get. In the meantime, they are permitted to live together. So the Yavam who left his divorce Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Yavama Katana he was waiting to do Chalitza with, on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana, and a bigger one with an adult Yavama taking her Yavam Katan out for the day. Which reminds us, the mission continues, Ba Yavama Kadola Tekadlenu. If the minor Yavam who's above 9 years old had relations with an adult Yavama, we wait until she raises him until he reaches adulthood. The Gemara questions how the minor Yavam may have relations with the Yavama, but the Pasuk states, L'hakim l'achiv shame, to establish a name for his brother, and he's not fit for this. Abaye answered, the Pasuk states, Yavama Yavo Aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies, Koldu, whatever his age is. Rav explains why the Pasuk is not needed to teach this. Daf Kuf Yud Beis, so the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, that must mean one of Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, which reminds us, the question was asked, Nutul mini Yehudim liYavam Mahu. If a married woman said, I'm removed from all Jews, meaning she made a neder not to have benefit from relations with any man, what's the halacha regarding the Yavam? Did she consider at the time she made the neder that her husband might die childless, and she'll fall to the Yavam Yibum? If so, then the Yavam is certainly prohibited to her. Or did she not consider the possibility, in which case he would be permitted to her? Rashi explains why she may have not considered the possibility. Rav said, Yavam eino kamba'al. The Yavam is not like the husband, as the neder did not apply to him, and if the husband dies childless, he may do Yibum with her. Shmuel said, Yavam haru kabal. The Yavam is like the husband, and just as a husband is forbidden to her, so is he, because the neder includes him. Abai brings the support for Rav's position. So the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chareshes, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to the Rabbanim, why may a woman who became a Chareshes be divorced, but a man who became a Cheresh may not divorce? They answered, Ein adoyma ha'misha megaresh le'isha miskareshes. A man who divorces is not comparable to a woman being divorced. She'isha yotzeh ratzona mishlo ratzona ve'ish. For the woman can be divorced with her consent and without it, while the man may only divorce with his consent. Since a man who is mentally incompetent, such as a Cheresh or a Shotek, cannot express consent, they may not divorce a woman. So, the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chereshes, got married again, unlike the Shotek she knew, who could never get married at all. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama said, what's the difference between a Cheresh and a Chareshes that the Rabban instituted, a category of marriage and a Shota that the Rabban did not? The Gemara answers that in the case of the Cheresh and a Chareshes, where the rabbinic institution of marriage can endure, they establish Nisun. Rashi explains that deaf mutes can get along with other people and certainly with their spouses. In the case of the Shota of a Shota, where a rabbinic institution of marriage cannot endure, for Ein Adam Dar Im Nachash B'Kfifa Achas, for a man cannot live with a snake inside one basket, they did not institute it. Rashi explains that it's not in the nature of insane people to coexist with others peaceably, and the marriage will ultimately fail. All right, so that completes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.